Han and Leia, in the cockpit of the Falcon, watch the last starfighter, Narin Vakel's A-Wing, begin its descent. The Falcon would be up next. Han turned to look over his shoulder at Alana, who was in the rear seat.
All strapped in, kid?
Alana nodded, solemn.
As am I,
C-3PO assured him from beside Alana.
I assume your failure to ask me the same means that you assumed I would be properly restrained.
Han turned forward again.
You should always be properly restrained, Goldenrod.
I'm sorry, sir.
Leia shot Han a reproachful look.
Han means you should always be safe, 3PO.
Obviously what I meant.
Han tapped a button on his comm board.
You secure, R2?
An affirmative whistle emerged from the speakers. R2-D2 was back in the engineering space, ready to deal with any mechanical problems that might occur.
Millennium Falcon, this is Mission Control. Report status.
We're having a party here,
Han reported, prompting a giggle from Alana.
How about you?
Wishing I were. You are cleared to go.
Han eased forward, then began a careful descent. The hole dug for this purpose, spacious by starfighter standards, barely accommodated the Falcon or the two ships to follow. Han cautiously eyed the distance to obstacles readouts as he descended. But soon enough, he was at bottom level again and taking a route that would gradually lead the Falcon to the southeast. The first several caverns went without incident for Wedge. He'd hovered in the entryway to a cavern, armed his proton torpedo system, taken careful aim at the explosives mound in the center, and fired. The missile, with its comparatively inexpensive thermal detonator warhead instead of an expensive ship-crippling proton torpedo, had flashed across the intervening space and buried itself in the ground a few meters from the mound. Within moments, sparkly balls of light, bogies, had arrived from the floor or ceiling or distant banks of machinery. Wedge had turned away and kicked in his thrusters, and that was it. Approaching his fifth cavern, Wedge saw its entrance tunnel alive with animals, centipedes especially, and one big crimson spider. They were fleeing, some of them attacking one another as they went. He nodded. One of the speeders with a sonic unit had recently been here and accomplished its mission. He approached this cavern cautiously. The speeder's presence might have stirred up bogies here, and he'd hate to have one knock out his starfighter's systems, even temporarily. But as he reached the cavern entrance, there were no bogies in sight, and only a couple showing up on the X-Wing sensors. They seemed to be at the cavern's far entrance. Wedge hovered, fired his payload, and turned away. There was a clunk from immediately above, and Wedge jumped as a green centipede, a meter long, suddenly appeared on the canopy over his face. The creature coiled and struck, its tail end stinger hammering the transparasteel. It did not penetrate. Several cubic centimeters of black liquid that had to be venom oozed out over the canopy. The centipede struck again and again, the successive strikes accompanied by decreasing amounts of venom.
Sorry, little guy.
Wedge eased his starfighter forward.
Nothing for you to eat here.
Wedge's astromech tweedled at him from behind, barely audible through the canopy, but easy to hear through the X-Wing's comm system. Wedge checked the comm board translation output to make sure he'd understood.
That's right. Roll on. One more missile and we have to rearm.
The centipede, responding to either the R2 unit's noise or the rotating of its head, scrabbled its way aft over the canopy toward the droid. Dividing his attention between tunnel ahead and what was transpiring behind, Wedge watched its progress. The creature came within half a meter of Rolon and stopped there, raising its tail to strike. A small panel on the astromech's front opened. A probe extended and touched the centipede. There was a faint zap noise and a flash of blue as an electrical charge hit the insect. The centipede spasmed and, stunned, fell off the X-Wing. Rolon retracted its lead and shut the panel. Wedge grinned. With luck, that would be the most dangerous enemy action he'd have to face today.